This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Cab on Air, a program where we talk about the hot topics that we see at Cab. Citizens Advice Bureau, your rights and how you can get help to support you and your whānau.
Kia ora, today we are all things Cab. This is to celebrate our annual Awareness Week, which this year starts the 20th of March. The theme for this year is supporting diverse communities and celebrating multiculturalism within the Cab whānau. To give us an overview, we welcome Sasha Green from Cab NZ. Welcome, Sasha.
Thanks. Nice to be here with you.
It's really great to have you on the show. We know we've had you on the show before talking all things tenancy. So, and it's really good to have someone from our fabulous head office who can give us an overview of how Cab is structured and really Cab NZ's role. So are you able to give us an overview?
Sure thing. So there are 80 CABs around the country with amazing volunteers working at those sites, about 2,000 volunteers across the whole country. And at the national office where I work, our role is really about supporting CABs on the ground so that they've got what they need to do their work. That's about things like making sure all the information is there in our on our website to answer all the different questions people come to CAB with about their rights and responsibilities and about the services in their communities. And we also help with other things like, you know, the phone system and the internet infrastructure and all that kind of thing. Another really important thing that we do at the national office, which complements the work at the local level, is we use the insights from all that amazing work volunteers are doing on the ground with individual clients to look at broader social justice issues where things aren't going so well in the way laws and policies operate. And then we can use that to lobby for change, to make submissions to Parliament and to raise issues of concern. But most of all, I guess we hope we're just a friendly and accessible support to our CABs on a daily basis who can ring us and ask for help with all manner of things.
Most definitely. Obviously, it's a tough time for a lot of people out there, and some of our CABs up in the North Island. I note that Cab NZ has done a really great kind of update on our website, just about what kind of resources are out there to help up in the North Island. So it's a really great resource. And then obviously we've also got our Auckland CABs that are not only dealing with the aftermath of flooding, but also some council funding issues. So tough up there at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. So that's where our role kicks in too, in terms of helping with CABs around the country. Some of them have had damaged premises with the flooding and cyclone. And yeah, we're working with the Auckland CABs to push back and say to the council that they should not be cutting funding to CABs across Auckland because of the vital role Citizens Advice Bureau plays in supporting people with information and advice. And that is, you know, really apparent in times like this, where people are under a lot of added pressure and are looking, you know, where they can go to for help. So we're there, and we are responding to all sorts of questions about the support people can access, civil defence payments, tenancy rights, insurance issues. What can you do about the tree on your neighbour's property that is now looking like it might land on your house, all those sorts of things. We're there to help provide answers and help people find a way forward.
Awesome. So, Sasha, what's your particular role at Cabin Z, and also how did you get involved?
My role, I've got one of those far too long job titles. I'm the National Advisor, Legal and Strategic, which I guess reflects a little bit my background and my areas of kind of the areas I'm passionate about. But I think, you know, as is the case in lots of community organisations, we all pitch in and do a bit of everything. So I get to, do a bit of everything. But my, I guess my background is I trained as a lawyer, and I worked in the Community Law Centre in Wellington for a number of years. Had some time away from paid work with my four children and doing lots of stuff in the community, and then found my way to Citizens Advice Bureau at the national office. And what really excites me about the CAB is that, especially coming from a legal background, is that it's about making the law, making legal rights and responsibilities and justice accessible to people, and it's about empowering people. So it's kind of about, you know, recognizing that there's a lot of stuff in that space that can be done by people in communities, kind of committing to helping one another. And we have an amazing, you know, learning and development training program for our volunteers that equips them with some knowledge and skills to use our resources to help people. So I think that's really amazing, and that's why I love working for the CAB.
Oh, so that's kind of the best part of the job for you.
Yeah, I mean, I really value working in an amazing team. It is astounding to me the number of people throughout the Motu who are giving their time and skills to help one another, and, you know, that's how it should be. There are things that are challenging too. I think at a national level, because we do see the issues that crop up again and again, it can be a bit disheartening recognizing that there are, you know, big system-wide issues that need change. But I do really, I think CAB comes with knowledge that's based on evidence and on data and on people's experiences. So we're in a really good position to highlight when things are going wrong and to seek genuine change. And, you know, we have our successes along the way, so that's good.
Yeah, so just a tough question maybe, but if you had one thing that you would want to see a change out of all of the kind of issues that we have, what would that one thing be?
Oh, goodness. Okay, that's a biggie.
if you had one wish.
Oh, God, that's, you know, that's when you come out with world peace. But I think one of the campaigns we've been pushing for is around inclusive public services. So, you know, I think wanting to see a future where society commits to making sure we don't leave people behind, and we make sure that services are accessible to people in a range of ways and not just online, so that we're kind of making sure people can access the information and advice they need. CAB is always going to be there in that space, but we're sort of you know, pushing the government and the private sector to make sure that they're doing the same and not just disappearing behind websites and, call centres that take an hour for somebody to answer the phone. So accessible, inclusive public services would be one of the things. There
Good
are
answer.
Many.
So just thinking about our annual Awareness Week theme, which is supporting diverse communities, what prompted that theme?
I guess, you know, we want to make sure people understand that the CAB is there for everyone. It's sometimes people get a bit caught up on our name with Citizens Advice Bureau and think of citizens as people who have citizenship. But I like to think of it as citizens in terms of people in a place.
Yeah.
And so Citizens Advice Bureau is for everyone in New Zealand, regardless of, you know, of visa status or ethnicity, and broader than that, we're for everyone, no matter, you know, no matter your background, no matter the things that people might choose to label you with, you are welcome, and our service is there for everyone. We seek to be you know, non-judgmental, to be there to listen and to help you work through issues and find solutions. We also wanted to highlight the fact that we have a wonderful, diverse group of volunteers who work for us in the CAB. That's another thing where people can have a bit of a misconception. We definitely benefit from people choosing to volunteer for us in their retirement years, but we also have, you know, we have young people, we have students, we have people from a range of ethnic backgrounds, and we have one of the things that's really amazing is we have a significant number of multilingual volunteers, so they're able to provide the CAB service in, you know, their language, other languages other than English, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so leading on to my next question then. So how does the CAB support diverse communities from a national perspective?
I think, again, just that reality that we are, we sometimes describe ourselves as a universal service. So it's kind of the idea that we are for everyone about everything. There's no barriers to coming to seek our help, no eligibility criteria that you've got to pass through, or limitations to who our service is for. It's for everyone. And one of the, in terms of the issues around language that can sometimes be a barrier for people accessing services, one of the things we've done is coordinated that amazing group of multilingual volunteers, and we now have a system where we can match people up with someone who speaks their language so that they can get the service in their own mother tongue, and you know, that improves the our ability to help people. So we've got volunteers who are multilingual, and you know, you can go into your local CAB and they can check on our system who's online, who might speak their language, or when they'll be online, and connect them up so that they can speak to that volunteer. We also have access to interpreting services in, I'm just trying to remember how many languages, it's a lot, it's something like 180 languages or something.
Yeah, there's 10, I think there's 10 main ones, and then there's a whole raft of other languages. Yes, a very impressive service which Christchurch CAB has utilised.
Wonderful, that's great to hear. Yeah. And I think, you know, just generally, you know, again, recognising that we can respond to issues that affect everyone, but also issues that affect particular communities. So, you know, our resources that we equip our volunteers with deal with a whole range of issues that will cover areas where people maybe face difficulties based on, you know, sometimes discrimination by others. So helping support people with their rights in those spaces. Just, you know, in terms of inclusiveness, you know, we're here for everyone regardless of, you know, gender, age, sexual orientation, ability, culture, religion, everything. We're here for everyone.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Sasha, for joining us and giving us an overview of CAB NZ and all the wonderful things that CAB is doing. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
And for me also. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you, Sasha. Next, we are very honoured to have Neil Lancaster on the show. Neil is not only a Christchurch CAB volunteer, but he is also currently the president of CAB NZ. So welcome, Neil, to CAB On Air. It's really great to have you on the show. Looking forward to asking you some questions about volunteering. So welcome, Neil.
Thanks, Kate. Pleasure to be here.
So, Neil, you've been a volunteer since 2012. What made you decide to volunteer for CAB?
Well, I went down the usual pathway, I guess, that I had basically retired. I'd phased out of work over a couple of years. I'd always heard about CAB and I liked the idea of it, so I thought I'd see if the idea matched the reality. I was interviewed to train and they accepted me, and from that was in 2012, and I'm still here and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
So reality definitely matched the expectation?
Yes and no. No, in that the organisation had far more to it, I think, than I realised at the time. And that's probably a reflection of where a lot of people in the community sit. There's a huge amount of work that goes on behind the scenes, and it's not just giving people some advice, as our name says, about how they can solve a problem.
Perfect. So, Neil, what's the best thing about volunteering with CAB?
I think the best thing is knowing that people, when they come and contact us, can leave as often as possible with a pathway to the solution of the problem that they've come with. We don't solve the problem for them. We enable people to be able to control the situation and make their own decisions and get the outcome that they want. One of the really positive things about being a volunteer is when you've finished working with somebody and they thank you for the help you've given them, and then they tell you that they've always used CAB and they come back again and again and again because they know that they'll be listened to and they'll be respected and they'll have a pathway out of the problem that's confronting them at the time.
Perfect. So obviously you've been with CAB for over 10 years. So how has CAB changed since you started to now?
I guess the biggest change for CAB happened just before I joined, and that was when our Cabinet website came on stream and when all of our volunteers had to put away their pens and papers and they had to use Cabinet to find the answers to the problems that people had, and then they had to be able to record the interview that they had had with the client, and that was a huge change, and that's evolved over the past 10 years. With Cabinet by 2018 was getting aged and it was redeveloped, and that came in 2019, and that was another big learning curve for people. And alongside that, the problems and the issues that we help people with have become, I think, more complex. A lot of our volunteers reflect on that there aren't just simple questions anymore. There are really complex issues that people are dealing with, and they find difficulty in getting access to organisations that can help them. So they come and talk to us.
Yeah, so one of the things that you just raised was the fact that we record our client interactions. And I don't think many people know what a great impact that has kind of higher up. Do you want to just talk us through that?
Firstly, yes, we do record our interactions with our clients, but they are totally confidential. The client may know my first name and I may know the client's first name, but that's where the confidentiality things come in. So while we do record, confidentiality is critical. The database that we get by peer reviewing every interaction, and those interactions go to KBNZ, gives us enormous influence with government, because we can provide hard evidence about what the concerns are in the community based on the inquiries that we have and what they're about. And an obvious one is around digital exclusion that a lot of people face, that they can't access government departments, they can't access a lot of businesses unless they are computer literate and can work their way through that technology. So we've argued with and been listened to by government, and we're looking and waiting to see what alternative pathways can be put in place for people who find researching online a real challenge. And there's a huge number of people in that situation, not just older people, a lot of younger people, people of all ages and in all backgrounds. Searching for answers online can be really, really daunting.
Thank you. So you've obviously talked about the changes that you've seen over the years. So just looking to the future, what do you see as the future of CAB?
I think our future as an organisation is really based on the understanding that we are an essential service in a civil society. We're not a nice to have. We are a must-have organisation, and as one of the 2,500 volunteers that come through our doors each year, who work with our clients each year, that's really clear. Yesterday I was on duty and dealt with a whole range of issues that people came to see us about, and that they were really, really serious issues that were impacting on those people's lives. And the contact with us, I think, has, in those specific cases, and in all the others that are happening every day, putting people on a pathway to resolving the issues as best as can possibly be. Sometimes people don't want to hear what we're suggesting. Sometimes people come to us and they're angry. It's very seldom that they're angry with us. They're angry about the things that have been done to them in their lives, and it's our privilege to be able to stand beside them and help them through those problems and issues.
Thank you, Neil, and it was a real pleasure to have you on the show and just give us a bit of a peek of what it's like to be a volunteer.
Thanks very much, Kate, and all those people in Christchurch who've used us, come back. And if you haven't, we're available through our website, through email, and through face-to-face talking to us. Thanks very much.
So So as Sasha and Neil have pointed out, if you do need help or support and you are not sure where to get that help from, you can contact us. We do have a free phone number, 0800 367 222, or you can go to our fantastic website for our branch contact information, www.cab.org.nz. And as Sasha said, it's got some fantastic resources on there, including our Auckland petition to save that funding for our Auckland cab. So get along to that website. And just a reminder, this show and all of our shows can be found as a podcast. Just go to the Plains FM website. Tune in next month when we talk help and support for parents with PIPs, pregnancy, infancy, parenting support. And so, kia ora, thank you for listening.